My journey of sobriety has really opened my eyes up, and I am now clear-headed almost to a fault, because now my thoughts are louder than ever, and that's honestly the reason why I used to drink.
Obviously, this was an emotional week for both of you, and very challenging. Something you said, Cheryl, during the package was that, you know, it is tough to keep it together and stay strong through all of this, something you guys have both been very open about. How do you do that together each week during rehearsals?
We take it one day at a time, one step at a time, but we have definitely bonded through, you know, all of our ups and downs, as you guys have seen, from COVID and to being vulnerable and having these like mental breakdowns, to be quite honest. This is not easy, right? The grueling schedule is really hard. And sometimes, you know, you feel like, oh God, you know, one more day. Sometimes I feel really insecure. There's moments of doubt that I have sometimes when it comes to my choreography, and he'll lift me up, and there'll be moments when he feels like he's hit a wall and I'll have to lift him up. So we've been very communicative in that space, you know, and I think that really helps.
For sure.
My journey of sobriety has really opened my eyes up, and I am now clear-headed almost to a fault, because now my thoughts are louder than ever, and that's honestly the reason why I used to drink. And so now that it's kind of like I'm reliving the same experience but in a different way, because I'm very present, I think that has brought up a lot of insecurities and having to deal with those issues, whether it be for the choreography or maybe it's something that has triggered something from the past. Who knows? You know, at the end of the day, you know, I have my expectations of myself can be very high and almost impossible. And there is no such thing as perfectionism, but I am very much that person, a perfectionist. And I just want my partner to have the best experience possible whenever, you know, they do Dancing with the Stars, because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Patience.
Well, no, yeah, patience, how to hold a frame. No, I think, okay. So any relationship is built on communication, and it is really about having clarity. And I think what we've learned from each other is just a deeper sense of a vulnerability and honesty, that when your partner, be it your dance partner, be it your friend, be it your relationship that you're with, you've got to be a pillar of strength when they're down, and you have to be able to trust and lean into somebody when you're not strong, or when you're weak, or when you don't have the skills to get through something. So it's this constant balance of leaning on each other and using my strengths to help her and her strengths to help me. So that's really what I feel like I'll take away from this experience and this partnership and this friendship.